Welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Good morning, Chris Vandercook.
Good morning and evening, Beth Ann.
Well, that too. And if you wonder why we're saying that, it's because at 7 o'clock tonight, you can hear a rebroadcast of this program. So for those of you who are joining us at 7 p.m., well, we'll say good evening to you now.
That's right. That's right. And we're taking advantage of our new time slot to check in around the islands with the county councils.
We are indeed. Now, if you live in Hawaii or you visit Hawaii periodically and spend time on several islands, you know that each has a different character. And it often faces a different set of issues. Of course, there is commonality. Just mentioned the transient accommodations tax, for example. And over this week, as Chris mentioned, we're checking in with county councils around the state to get a bead on their priorities. Yesterday, we spoke with Kauai Chair Mel Raposo. Today, Maui County Council Chair Mike White is on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Nice to talk to you again. Yesterday, when we talked with Mel Raposo, and if you heard that, you know how much he waxed on about the transient accommodations tax, and particularly about what was scheduled to be heard yesterday in HB 1586. We know that that passed out of committee. What is your take on this bill that would, over a three-year period, transfer a portion of the transient accommodations tax over to the general fund?
You know, I think it's quite sad that the relationship between the counties and the legislature has reached this point. What we have been asking for quite a number of years is for fair treatment in the allocation of transient accommodation tax. Back when it was first established quite a number of years ago, we received 95% of the funding and the state received 5%. And it was done so for Honolulu to build a convention center, and because it was being paid by all the hotels throughout the state, the revenues were distributed to the various counties based on a long-time formula. And that was very fair, and then when the HTA was formed, we all believed it was in the interest of the state and the counties to established a secure funding for marketing efforts. So it was fine for the tax to go up for that and to have the counties give up a certain percentage of the share. And then, I can't remember exactly the year, I think it was 2010, the state decided to increase the tax by 1% and then another percent the following year. But what they did was they capped the county's share, and they expanded their share quite significantly. So over a seven-year period, we've gone from the state receiving about $8 million a year to the state receiving over $230 million a year. And
which is exactly why the counties perennially have said, in those ensuing years, that this isn't fair and that this isn't right, because they've also watched population increase, visitor increase, certainly. I mean, we have record numbers. But
And we also have the cost increase of providing police, fire, and parks in particular, because those are the ones that interface with our visitors.
Right, the services that visitors would come in contact with or need, as would residents. But this particular bill, HB 1586, though, also marries the idea of lowering property taxes and particularly calls out seniors. And that, you know, is put into the same bill as this bill, I mean, as the idea of changing how the TAT would be given to counties over the next 3 years and lowered. Do you find that, do you find that difficult?
Quite, quite honestly, I find it offensive, because it's in particular, this is a bill that was presented by a Maui legislator. He was the introducer, and it's really concerning that during the time when they're not in session, there's been no discussion. There's been no heads up given to, I believe, any of the counties as to what the legislature is going to be throwing into the mill again this year. But again, Beth Ann, the concern that I have is that it really gets down to the issue of fairness. if the tax was ours to begin with, we should continue to get a significant portion of it. So we, over the years, we've gone from receiving 95% of this tax to, I believe now, we're receiving somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 25% of the tax. On a nationwide basis, all the revenues that are generated by this type of tax, which is on hotel revenues, condo revenues, et cetera, nationwide, the average counties or municipalities, whether in a city or a county, the municipalities receive two-thirds of the tax, and the state entities receive a third of the tax. So ours is not only upside down, but we rank in the state of Hawaii, we rank 50th out of 50 states in the portion of the room tax that we get back.
As you've brought up the issue of fairness several times, I want to ask you, too, about, you say, you know, fighting to maintain the taxing power of real property taxes at the county level. How do you fight? What does that mean now in the whole context of what we've just talked about with, you know, fewer dollars coming in? How do you maintain some sort of fight with, taxing real property?
Well, of course, anytime they shift money away from us, we need to increase property tax rates to make up for it. That's part of why it's not unfair, because they're asking us to put the burden of providing services to visitors on the backs of residents, even after the visitors themselves have already paid their fair share by contributing to the TAT. And to put it in perspective, over the last 8 years or so, as our portion, as the state got the $230 million that I mentioned, the counties have shared an increase of $2.2 million. This is during a time when our cost of just operating the police, fire, and parks departments has increased by $170 million. So I don't know how you come up with something that's fair when you say that you're going to take not only not increase it to help us cover those costs, but you're going to take it all away. And this is just, you know, this is one of the games that the legislature plays, and we understand that.
So what are you prepared to do? I mean, because we hear this so much of the time, and ostensibly, Mike White, the arguments haven't changed, and yet it seems to continue this whole climate of unfairness. What do you think the counties can really do?
One of the frustrations is that all the power lays with the legislature. And as they've said many times, this is their money, even though, in fairness, this was a tax that they generated to benefit the counties and to augment our ability to raise revenues in addition to the real property tax in order to cover visitor-related expenses. So they're essentially going back on their word, and they're quite comfortable doing that, unfortunately.
So where does this leave you with trying to put more emphasis on affordable housing, or even, you know, watching what's happening with the unfunded liabilities that,
well,
that the state
it,
has,
and
watching how the unions are going to be negotiating with collective bargaining coming up?
That's correct. You know, just to put it in perspective, we've got the unfunded liability. The ERS is requiring a significant increase in the allotment that we pay to them for the unfunded liabilities. In addition to that, we've got 14 union contracts coming up this year, which will also have to be funded. Each of those increases then increases the unfunded liabilities once again. So we're in kind of a circular challenge here, where the state has the majority of the influence over the negotiations for the 14 contracts. And so if the legislature doesn't make it clear that the increases have to be moderated in order to help us on the cost side, and they're taking away the revenue on the TAT on the revenue side, they're really putting us in a very difficult position of having to increase increase property taxes or reduce what we're spending on roads, reduce what we're spending on affordable housing and all these other programs.
It's worse than, some would say, the rock and the hard place, because there are so many hard places. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll be talking again.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Beth Ann.
Mike White is chair of the Maui County Council and represents the residents of Makawao, Haiku, and Paia.